I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been 2 years since ex-President Mubarak fell from power in Egypt, and Egyptians aren't happy with their new president either. 5 days of violence has injured hundreds and taken more than 50 lives. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says
2 years later, we see there's less religious freedom, there's less democracy, and the Muslim Brotherhood just seems to be moving towards consolidating power and taking control of the whole country.
The government's declared a state of emergency as opposition groups are calling for more protests. Ask God to protect his people in Egypt and pray encouragement for these believers. Next, an Iranian-American pastor from Boise, Idaho, has been convicted on national security charges in Iran. 32-year-old Saeed Abedini was traveling back and forth to Iran for humanitarian reasons, most recently to build an orphanage. In September, he was arrested because the government said he was planning churches that were undermining national security. The verdict was announced over the weekend, 8 years in prison. His attorney's appealing the case. And when a fire broke out in a Phnom Penh, Cambodia slum on January 20th, it spread quickly. Asian Access's Cambodia director, Menon Huer, says by the time it was brought under control,
that is in like the poor community, and also among 13 houses is 5 houses, our church member.
5 churches came together to pool resources to help. They collected $185, but that's not nearly enough to rebuild the homes.
I think that is the best help, and also help the community to see the love of Christ flowing through the church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.